Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did the Big Ten lose a step by playing that extra game?
You know, I don't think so. I think you start to look at, you know, your television partners also want to be a part of that. So that ninth game is a big part of that. And I think for the student athletes themselves, having the opportunity to play in different venues and actually be able to play in all the venues now, at least once, I believe. So it's one of those things. It's tough. Listen, the SEC, we don't expect them to change their motto because it's been working so well for them. So I didn't expect them to do anything. Expect them to stay pat, even though they're adding two new teams. But the Big Ten is going to stay exactly where they are, and you know, they have to actually provide, you know, some good games for their fan base and also television. And listen, I think it's going to bode well for the Big Ten as well when you start talking about getting multiple teams in. I think that was a big reason to get away from the divisions. So now you'll have your top two teams playing in the Big Ten championship game. And there's still some things that they got to work out as far as tiebreakers and things are concerned. But to know that you're going to have your best two teams putting their foot forward is a big part of it. And listen, when you start thinking about it that way, you know, you talk about Ohio State, you talk about Michigan, you talk about UCLA, USC coming into the mix, Penn State's right there. And then, you know, it's going to be a fight for that fourth and fifth spot, because they're going to have legitimate opportunities to make a case if there's a 12-team playoff.
See, it's funny you said that. I was going to go someplace else, but you brought up that tiebreaker. That was the other thing that I'm going to be very interested to see how they do the tiebreaker, because, for example, let's just say a team undefeated, Ohio State goes undefeated.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have The Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get The Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
That same year, Penn State and USC go 11-1.
Yeah.
Both losses are to Ohio State. Have we not reached the point where we're going to be looking kind of like college hoops at good losses? Like, you lost, but you only lost by two. You lost by 13.
Uh-huh.
So you're the second best team.
Yeah, I think I think right now, to look at different scenarios, you can do that now because they haven't put the tiebreakers are not out yet. They're going to release that. I'm sure in the coming months that'll be out there. But yeah, it leads you those opportunities when you start talking about whether or not it's a good loss or bad loss. Was it at home? Was it away? Those are all things that I think are going to go into the mix. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, it's still about getting, you know, the best teams into the playoffs. And now with just having a conference, the Big Ten conference and not divisions, it's going to make things, quite frankly, very interesting for everyone. I think, you know, there's some programs that are going to have to adjust expectations as well. I mean, that's a big part of this. And we didn't talk about this yesterday because, you know, we're hyping the schedule, and that's a big part of it. But now this is going to be hard for a lot of teams to have expectations of actually playing in the Big Ten championship game. that has become a much taller task for a lot of programs right now.
No, you're right. I think expectations will have to change. I also think that non-conference scheduling, I mean, because when you look at it,